the outlier gentleman. Oh, yes, hello.
Welcome to my life. It's so fucking awful and stuff.
Put on your spontaneous hat. And also your spontaneous shorts.
Promiseapparel.com.
And we only had like fucking 3 butlers when I wanted 4.
Just gonna hold fast forward and gyrate. Disgusting. Also, continue.
Hey, Tim. We're recording. I would like you to catch the audience up on what we're doing right now.
So, a couple weeks ago, I had given my review on the Death Note anime.
Yes.
And how I felt it was very well done, possibly my favorite anime of all time. Then we get to the fucking Netflix movie.
Which you started.
Which I had started.
I've already seen it. But
we're about a half hour deep.
We decided to watch it together.
Because I needed Eric here for emotional support.
That's what I'm here for.
Because I got through the first 20 minutes. And they completely fuck up Light's origin. You know, no mom, no sister. Like in the anime. It's just him and his dad. Which doesn't make any fucking sense. The entire origin of Kira is completely fucked up. Light comes up with Kira by himself.
Well, he has help from Mia. Who is Mia? You would ask?
I'm gonna hit you.
You know who Mia is.
Mia is fucking some random chick that goes to his school, and all of a sudden, out of fucking nowhere, he's like, yeah, I fucking kill people. Which, in the fucking anime, he doesn't tell fucking anybody. The only reason why he fucking tells Misa Amane is because she had a Death Note too. And she found him.
But now instead, they're a couple, and they're Donnie Darko-ing this shit up, dude.
So then it's like he's trying to impress her, which, no. Light in the manga, in the anime, like, Light is impressing nobody because he thinks he's a god. Everybody is tools to be used and disposed of.
Really quick, just being an editor, editor's note. The guy who created Attack on Titan is not the same guy who created Death Note. Two different dudes.
They said there was some affiliation between Attack on Titan and Death Note.
Affiliation, but there's two different creators. There's two different dudes.
I'm throwing your phone.
Wikipedia means nothing. Where are we at now? We are 30 minutes deep into the movie.
So they're just getting into like the full blown like heroes like killing everybody
across the world,
yeah,
trying to throw off the trail of Interpol and FBI, CIA, police.
Now, in the anime, this is where it gets clever, because this is where L steps in, and he's like, we're just going to randomly air this in, like, small sections of Japan at certain times, so if Kira responds to me,
we know.
I know where he's at. Let's see how the movie fucks it up, because I'm sure they're going to.
Kira has apparently struck again. More than a dozen were found dead in a Tokyo nightclub.
Sure.
Authorities described as incredibly gruesome. What can anyone tell us about Kira? And perhaps, more importantly, can anyone stop it? And should they?
Why is L out and about? That's L, I'm assuming, yeah?
Yep. Tim, you gotta let it play.
I don't want to. This shit is frustrating.
Trust me, I know when you're going to want to pause it. Well, Keith speaks pretty good fucking Japanese.
No shit.
Did you catch what he said?
I'm sorry, what?
Did you catch what he said in Japanese, though? What
did he say?
He tipped off certain crime families to triangulate a position versus news stations. That's how they tweak it.
Okay. Wizard of Oz. Step into the sun, really? Into the light.
Keep straight ahead for what did you think of his mannerisms?
See, I don't mind, like, this is fine.
He's trying.
He's very much trying.
He, if you ask me, immediately, he's like, okay, I need to carry this movie. Because the rest of this movie is ass.
Ass. Garbage. I just don't know why Elle is out and about, though. Like, Elle doesn't really leave the hotel unless he has to. Because I just got out of last
week. Yeah, Light, Jones, you little fuck.
What part of terrorists killing each other and criminals turning themselves in bothers you, Dad?
Why exactly are they doing that, son?
They're doing it because of Kira.
Right, who's that?
Me? Listen, I was in fucking Agent Carter. Don't tell me shit, son.
I was in Boardwalk Empire. I was Nucky Thompson's brother. Kind of jealous of his sideburns, not gonna lie.
Oh, so sick. You know, Dad, you just don't understand me and my whole God complex thing. It's pissing me off, Dad.
They have such talented actors, like... I forget his name.
Shea Whigham.
Thank you. Talented actor. Very talented actor. Boardwalk Empire, he fucking killed that show. Killed it. They waste him. This is some hackneyed bullshit.
Look at that. How fast this movie moves. So he shows up immediately.
So they already have a meeting, Watari?
Already.
You guys are hitting the fucking gas. You're hitting the nitrous. Like they're hitting
the fucking meth.
They haven't even fucking assembled his force yet, his task force yet. And they have a meeting fucking Watari already.
There's no time.
So is this going to be him and fucking Watari?
Pretty much. I'm a cop on the internet.
This is like fucking bothering me so much. It's just that there's so much character build, storytelling, just that they're missing. They're just fucking taking this circle fucking peg and just ramming it into the square hole. See, I will give Lakeith credit.
But the name is an intentional misdirection. He wants us to believe that he's Japanese, operating in half a world away. He's not.
Tina's in Seattle.
Are we open
enough? Lakeith.
Effort.
Lakeith is like killing himself trying to carry this movie right
his
now.
His middle, his name, his full name is Lakeith Effort Stanfield.
Like, he's legit. Honestly, he's the only one that's putting forth like all of his effort. He's the only one that it looks like he actually like watched the shit to know what his character is like.
Hey, Cowboy Bebop, we're talking to you too.
Like, I'm sorry, but the guy they got to play Light, total fucking misfire on.
I don't think he watched the anime.
Total misfire.
I don't think Margaret Qualley watched the anime either.
No.
Like, he's the only one that watched this fucking show. He's like, okay, I need to, like, do this, 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 and this.
Because here's my main issue right now. The only reason why Light is able to kill, spoilers everybody, Watari and L is because of Misa. Because she's got the Shinigami eyes. She right. can see Watari and L's real names.
Right.
Which is what you need to write in the Death Note. You need to know their full name and their face. From my understanding, from what you told me, there is no Misa Amane in this movie, right?
That's just Mia.
So how the fuck are you going to solve for that?
They don't.
You're kidding.
Bro. Play it.
It's a site for hero worshippers. They put up all the names.
Okay.
Rapists, pedophiles, human trafficking, murder. This guy killed 4 people in a house fire.
I don't know. I don't know that it's real.
Wait.
Maybe what if somebody fucked your girlfriend and you put him on the list because you just want to kill him?
What would you do if somebody?
Can we stop?
Tim, just let it. Let the cringiness wash over you like a wave.
It's not like that. These are real people with real problems, and they've all been ignored. They need their help.
This is making me so fucking angry.
Tim, we're gonna take these deeply.
So angry.
We're gonna take these complex characters and we're gonna boil them down into fucking Americanized caricatures. But hey, here's Lakeith again. Save the day.
Eric. I don't think you realize how fucking pissed off I am right now.
Hold my hand. Squeeze it.
So, I'm not going to squeeze it any harder because I'm going to break your fucking fingers. I'm so angry. I'm so fucking angry at this movie.
Everybody, he actually was holding my hand and it was very touching.
It was either I hold your hand or I punch something.
And be able to see more of your face.
Yeah, I find I'm not in a very trusting mood these days. I took the liberty of moving your evidence to a more secure location.
Oh, I can see that. Are you going to let me know?
Wow, this is very, very impressive, James. Your men must be proud.
I ask your pardon, how I'm going to think about it these days.
So you did all of this yourself?
So where's the rest of the team? No rest of the team. Cool. Awesome. Fuck it.
You've made two mistakes. This is Zero Day, Kida's first recorded murders. But previously, on April 15th, convicted felon James W. Brony had taken his wife and children to hospital. initial speculation was that his behavior
I did like how they handed him treats. Like, would you like a treat to go along with L? He's like, no, dog. So this shows effort.
L, he's actually trying to sit like L does in the anime. You know what, Lakeith, you fucking redeemed yourself, man.
I'd like to start by speaking with Keita.
Pause it.
No matter how bad this movie
Pause
gets.
I just want to reiterate what's weird about this movie. Imagine this. Imagine Cowboy Bebop, where the entire adaptation is ass backwards and shitty, except for one single character that is operating so far ahead of the fucking movie. Lakeith.
Yeah, because he's doing the crazy aloof stuff that like L does.
He is damn near ready to say, I think your son did this shit.
Right?
And he's about to.
But like he fucking like how he tosses the paper down, how he sits, how he obsesses over candy. Even Watari going, how long has it been since you slept? And it's like 41 hours. In the anime, he doesn't fucking sleep. The dude's just fucking awake. So, like, he's the only one, I think, that legit watched the anime and, like, paid attention to it.
Yeah.
Because everybody else in this movie is just, it's coast mode, dude. Everybody's just coasting in this movie.
Coasting or just shitty, shitty stage direction.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
yeah,
nobody
yeah.
did the fucking research.
Yeah.
But here we go.
I don't know why L's directly speaking to the press. It should be Watari, but...
Probably the best scene in the movie.
At least Willem fucking stuck with the fucking Ryuk thing where he's fucking just laughing at fucking life for thinking that he's clever, and all of a sudden he's just like, yeah, this dude totally fucking got your ass.
Lakeith is smarter than this whole fucking movie.
Lakeith is operating on a plane and above everybody else in this fucking movie.
So you have to imagine, the person who wrote this did this on purpose to show that L is smarter than most people.
Yeah.
But it's not that. L and Light are rivals.
Constantly. One, it's a chess match between the two of them.
The chess match is what made it so compelling.
Yes. Because Light would think that he was thinking three moves ahead of L. And then L would just be like, L would just straight up tell him.
Like, the caution, like the stepping too close to the edge and, like, the overanalyzation going on in their minds, that shit was unlike any other anime I'd ever watched at that time.
Death Note is fucking... The anime is great. This shit almost ruins the entire fucking anime. It's an insult to it. If you couldn't make sense of the, what was it, 37, I think, episodes of Death Note?
I believe so, yes.
If you couldn't make sense of all that and put it into a coherent movie, here's a real simple solution. Fucking don't. How about that? How about you leave it the fuck alone?
We talked about this last time. Death Note, if you're going to Americanize it, straight up, Hulu. 10, 13 episode live action.
Don't make it into a movie. Because then it turns into this shit. Everyone with access needed to be thoroughly
vetted. I did not see it. He's already suspicious of Light. What are you talking about? We're not talking Watch. About investigating me. We're talking about having my son follow. I investigated you prior to offering my assistance and concluded that you were not Kida. As for your son, he may have access to databases around which we've submitted our search. Therefore, it deserves the same scrutiny as... Pause it.
You skipped like a good fucking 15 episodes doing that
43
shit.
Minutes into a... hour and a half movie, he already knows. He's already suspicious. If you're going to do a 90-minute movie of Death Note, have Light just be up his dad's ass, get on the investigation, excel at school, get close to L, and then in the last 30 minutes, you ramp up the tension so hard where Light almost gets to him, and L's like, I think I know, like, are you Kira, motherfucker? Like, if you're gonna do it like that, you gotta switch it up to where the tension gets ratcheted up another way. Immediately, you're like, he already knows. What the fuck are we doing watching this shit? Like, if there's no Shinigami eyes, like, there's a huge disconnect between people who watch the anime and people who have no idea what's going on. Like, you're half, like, you're doing half the work to lure anime people in, and you're not investing them. And the new people don't know what the fuck's going on. All they know is L's a beast. Everybody else in this movie is trash. As a new viewer, all you can think is this movie. The anime is about him and not Light because he's the star of the show. Clearly, right?
Which spoilers, everybody? L dies like halfway through the fucking series,
and it suffers because of it.
Yeah,
but it's still a good show. But there's a reason why they take L away from you.
Yeah. L fucking gets murked by fucking Light because of Misa Amane.
The whole idea of Death Note is like the manipulations and the machinations of a person.
You can't have Death Note without Light and Misa. You cannot fucking have it.
The manipulation is everything about that show. So, yeah, hit play.
You're particularly bright, kid.
Boy, if you had any questions about my son, you should have come to me.
Oh, fuck.
What bullshit CW shit are we going to have going on now?
Bro, I just remembered the ending. I can't fucking wait.
So is that going to make me fucking super angry?
Yep.
Like, even more angry than I am now? There's no fucking problem killing the agent in the fucking anime.
So, you're breeding jealousy over power over the Death Note. Look at, she's like pouting, running up the stairs. He's like, baby, I'm sorry. You want some murder time now?
There's a guy in the news who killed a couple kids. Thought maybe we can make some popcorn and take some names down for later.
I'll see you.
You know what, been sick. She leaves, and then all of a sudden she's got fucking Rem.
Right? She's the only fucking reprieve right now. This is fucking stupid. This is fucking dumb.
That guy's head is super shiny. They buffed that shit with a fucking...
He just came in from the field office.
From the fucking car wash, dude. Oh no, my coffee. Oh, the first heart attack of the movie. 45 minutes
in. Oh, so you guys finally got that part figured out.
That shit made me laugh so hard. He fucking wakes up. Phone, bitch. Call FBI.
This is Frax. Agent Frax, your team has been compromised. Drop what you're doing and get to the nearest hospital. Right now. Agent Frax. Can you hear me?
Acting. I like how you can't really see Elle's mouth. They always have it covered. Man, fucking Lakeith carries this movie so hard. Right, dude.
And they got a fucking mass suicide. Yep. Oh, they're all gonna jump off the roof at the same time, huh?
It's a fucking Trent Mahler.
How fucking edgy.
We're getting super edgy. We got Trent Mahler in the background. Oh my god, suck it, Matrix Resurrections. You got the same face as Shay. So, you have sprinklings of good acting, followed by huge gaps, like, gaps. Which is a leap and a gap together. A gaap.
Gaap.
Leaps and gaps in logic, followed by, hey, remember this on the show? This is how you don't do an adaptation.
So... So we fucking up not only by not allowing the girlfriend to not see Ryuk, even though she has touched the Death Note, right?
As far as when we watched the movie, she touched it.
Yeah. She can't apparently write in it.
No, it's my book, bitch. You can't. You make me popcorn, and it's my book. Don't touch me.
Even though... In the anime, Light can just have a single scrap of paper from the notebook, and it's still part of the Death Note. He can still write names on it. The person still dies. Fuck it. Let's retcon that, too.
Sure.
Why not?
Fuck it.
Fucking what is anything? What is story
anymore? Fuck your life. Bing bong.
Bing bong. Yeah, that's fucking it. Jesus fucking Christ. You know, whoever made it... Who made this? Who made this movie?
We talked about this. My guy who did Godzilla vs. Kong, Adam Wingard.
Yeah, fuck that guy. I hope every movie he makes is fucking a failure.
After Godzilla vs. Kong, he redeemed himself in my eyes. But this is his worst movie. Clearly. I feel like my man took a bunch of Netflix money and he's like, I only got 90 minutes to do this shit. Let's just fucking barrel roll this shit like Donkey Kong.
I hope he gets chlamydia in both eyes and ears.
You can't get chlamydia in your ears.
I hope this motherfucker figures out a way.
Come in my ears right now. Everyone. Whoever,
who? You know what? No, not just him. Who did the fucking screenwriting for this shit? Who did the fucking screenwriting for this movie? I'm going to find this shit out. You motherfuckers, I'm going to call you out by your motherfucking names.
Here we go. Death Metal. Independent Research
Board. Let's see. Screenplay by Charles Parlapanides, Vlas Parlapanides, and Jeremy Slater. Who are you fucking idiots?
Parlapanides?
Oh, so this guy was a screenwriter and producer for the Fantastic Four movie.
Fan-four-stick?
And he works on the Umbrella Academy.
So he's 50-50 right now.
This Vlal fucking stupid ass Peloponnesus.
Peloponnesians.
Blood of Zeus, Immortals.
Immortals was a movie, I think, with Steven Dorff or somebody.
Yeah, I don't know who these Peloponnesus brothers are.
What about Jeremy Slater?
That's the one that works on the one where he said he was 50-50.
Oh, well.
Umbrella Academy.
Well, you know what, guys? It sounds like anime is not your forte.
Yeah, why don't you guys, like, find another job? Like, go work at a bank or some shit, because screenwriting is not for you. Anyway.
Work on our 2-hour Evangelion for Netflix.
Nah, why don't you not?
Let's talk about murder out loud in public high school.
Right.
Mia, I'm breaking up with you so hard right now, mentally.
You think I'm some dog light? You can just snap your fingers and I'll come running?
Did you kill those FBI agents?
What do you think?
I decide who dies. You obey me. Those are the rules.
And who do you think wrote the rules?
Whose side are you on?
There are no sides. Only the game. And I knew eventually you wouldn't be able to handle Plank. I asked politely, but you didn't hear me. Let the note go. Look at the strife it's causing you and your little girlfriend. Let me find it a new home. We'll be free of each other.
I'm not going to give the note.
So were you killed the FBI agents? Please tell me that's not what happened. No. No, no fucking way. I'm not accepting that.
Just let it play out.
For anybody else, if you fuck with me again, I'm going to put your name in it.
You could try. But I warn you, there are 4 letters in my name. Most anyone's ever gotten were 2.
Yeah, perfectly well-adjusted girl. Let's watch murder on TV.
I just... How?
Cold-blooded murder of a dozen FBI agents should lay bare his true nature. Kira is a cowardly criminal thug, concerned only with self-preservation.
Just let it play while you talk to him.
Not only is he unworthy of the veneration and celebration he's received.
So Ryuk legit killed the FBI agents.
Not even worthy of our fear.
Yes.
It wasn't like the girlfriend writing in the note. It wasn't Light forgetting that he wrote in the note. It was Ryuk killed them.
I was in Peggy Carter. I'm a bad motherfucker.
But
she touched it.
Ryuk doesn't kill anybody.
My mom's dead.
What is this CW bullshit?
Let the shittiness happen, Tim. Just let it happen.
So you just want to quit? Yes. I want to quit.
I don't know. I'm all emotional. My mom's dead.
I
want to
give this shit up faster than smoking.
Keep, dude, just watch. Don't pause it. Just let it go.
All I can think of is Carl from Aqua Teen going through my head going, "Oh Lord, you are making me so angry."
I'm really proud of you, my dark Donnie Darko, Jake Gyllenhaal ripoff face.
I do love the fact that Lakeith does the when he holds the phone.
Light turner is cute.
I don't know if you remember this, but when I told you, when Light confronts L, or when L confronts Light, sorry, when I told you how abrupt, I wasn't kidding.
God, he tried so hard. Look at, he's even got the way he sits down.
If it was a difficult decision.
What was a difficult decision?
Sparing your father's life.
I'm sorry, what are you talking about?
Well, you must have known it would implicate you, yet you couldn't bring yourself to do it. Well, I mean, I always wondered if you had a line. And I guess it fortunate for us, the line you finally decided to draw went so clearly in your direction.
Do you really think that I'm Kira?
No, I know it.
Well, if you're so sure, then why have you just arrested me?
Oh, because I don't do check lights. Only checkmate. But we'll be there soon enough.
Great. Well, until then, enjoy the gelato. Assuming you can eat through that thing. And I'll just, Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
How do you think he does it? Kira.
I was actually hoping you could shed some light on that for me. I have a theory. I think that it's some form of remote viewing, coupled with maybe some latent psychic ability of some sort. I'm close.
So you really have no idea, do you?
Well, I have several ideas. Eventually, you'll tell me which is correct.
What if it turned out that all arresting Kira did was give that power to someone else? Someone potentially much worse.
You're suggesting the ability is somehow transferable.
I'm suggesting that maybe what you and the person you're after want isn't so different, and maybe they're as ready to see the killing as you are. Perhaps now would be a good time to start helping them instead of hunting them.
Helping. You know what I think, Light? I think you want to make a deal. Good deals are made by those in a position of strength. Criminals such as yourself never make those deals. What they do is wait until they're caught, and then they beg.
I'm not begging. I'm telling you that you don't understand.
Let me put this in terms you're more familiar with. A man kills 400 people. He tells us that it's complicated, that he's misunderstood. Do you think that Cheetah would hear his excuses? Or do you think that he'd walk him off a bridge?
You think you're better than me, but you're just trying to kill Kira.
No.
Kira, 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 Kira.
I do not kill, Light. I don't even carry a gun. It's distracting. What I do is bring people to justice. But the form it takes is of their own making, a consequence of their actions, not mine. You're the one who flew into the sun. I'm just here to make sure you actually burn.
Well, that's how it has to be.
It is, like, you know that.
You can pause it now.
There are no draws in this game.
You can't tell me he is not carrying this fucking movie on a cross.
Lakeith.
He is trying so hard.
I just want to tell you, if you were here right now,
give the man a hug.
I would just hug you so hard.
Everybody, please support Atlanta Season 3. Support
Lakeith
the man.
Is breaking his motherfucking back in this movie.
So you turn him into a petulant child. You leave L a rational adult who easily figures him out, breaks him down. And that's how you get Americans to watch the anime and like this movie. Straight up. Am I wrong? Tim's speechless.
Lakeith did such, you know, and like we were talking about it and you were like prepping me for this. His dialogue, the way he delivers. Yes, he does get a little bit more flustered than L. L, like in the anime, doesn't really get flustered all that much.
Lakeith's L is more like autistic.
Yeah.
Like he's like, he like has like weird lash outs and like he doesn't like loud noises and sound.
But like, his delivery is almost spot on. When he's like, I don't carry this gun, it's distracting. And then all of a sudden he kind of like levels himself back out.
Yeah.
But like, he is legit. And it's so frustrating because he is legit the only one that seems invested in his character. The only one. That monologue he just had was fucking great. If this was a movie by itself, no fucking Death Note attached to it. Oscar-worthy monologue to me. Just brilliant dialogue, brilliant delivery.
Yeah.
It was just very cold. I don't know why you decided to attach the Death Note name to this. You fucking hurried through everything. There was a huge, huge cat and mouse game between L and Kira before he directly confronts Light.
And a live action cat and mouse with this L and another superbly competent actor
would have been brilliant.
Money.
Money.
But instead you have this dude breaking a kid down in a cafe.
Anybody that for real watches anime, I do not know a whole lot of people that do not like the Death Note anime. That don't say that shit immediately digs its claws right into you. Because like I said, when I first watched Death Note, it was going to be me watching the first episode, and if I liked it, I was going to continue to watch it. If I didn't like it, I was going to just cut ties with it after the first episode. Dude, I got 10 minutes in, and I was hooked.
Hooked.
Hooked on it. Lakeith, you deserve fucking 20 Oscars for just your performance in this movie and the fact that you fucking broke your back trying to carry this movie on your back.
And there's still 45 minutes left to go. Where is this going to go? This shit is a roller...
I don't know.
Dude, I'm telling you, this shit is a roller coaster starting right now. So get ready.
And you fucking told me that the end is just going to make me angry, so that's great.
Let's fucking go.
That's fucking awesome. Fucking here for it. Yay.
Daddy, L yelled at me and made me reveal myself to be a mass murderer. Oh, shit.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, babe. Like, let's... If they make out, I'm fucking done.
If I could take it back, I would. I promise. I was scared.
You think I'm not scared?
I'm a fucking cheerleader, Light. Nothing I do has ever mattered until I met.
What?
I made a mistake. I could take it back.
Cheerleading is great.
I wasn't ready to lose you. I love you.
Eric, can you hand me a pillow or something? Something. Don't care what. I need something.
I love you too, Mia. I listen to Magnolia Park.
He'll show me his face. I'm gonna get his name. And I'll stop him.
This movie is making me so fucking mad.
He was speaking through his pillow.
Why?
Okay, babe, let's watch.
I gotta pause it one more time. I have to pause it one more time because I have to get this out because I'm so fucking mad. Why the fuck did they make this into like a stupid ass CW fucking show when Elle's not on the screen? I'm so sorry, babe. I'm a cheerleader.
Tim.
What the fuck?
When I say Donnie Darko, I'm not kidding. Hit the button.
Oh my God, this is making me so...
...with revealing the true identity of the detective known as L. For the next 48 hours, he will cease all communication with the outside world, except to update what he learns to the number 206-555-0166 at 7 p.m. on October 12th. He dies.
You didn't say how he dies.
It doesn't matter. It's dealer's choice.
What?
Up to this, Jeffrey Reeves.
So you're gonna kill his friend to get his name?
No, I'm not gonna kill Atari. That's the best part. Rule 89 says, if the person who writes a name destroys its page prior to the death being carried out, the target will be spared. So if I burn Atari's page before October 12th at 7 p.m., then nothing bad happens. Isn't that right, Ryu?
Only one name can be removed from the death note by burning it. Get this one wrong, you won't get another chance.
I only get one page to burn.
Hello?
My name is Watai.
This information is not known to me.
I'm sorry, what do you mean?
I took responsibility for L only after he left the St. Martin's orphanage in Montauk, where he was one of the Rochester wards.
What is a Rochester ward?
They were orphans trained since childhood to become the greatest detectives the world had ever seen.
You gotta be kidding me.
I am not. For their first test, the wards were placed in a conditioning vault. Those who retained their sanity after 7 months were initiated into the program.
L joined at 6, the youngest candidate ever.
Okay, but what was his name? What was his name before the vault or whatever?
That name exists now only in their records.
Okay. Watari, you need to go there right now.
I should like to rest first. Sleep is key to strong thought.
No. You don't have any time to sleep, okay? You have 48 hours to get a name.
What happens in 48 hours?
You just need to go right now.
I will go.
How is he controlling Watari? He doesn't know his name. He just knows his name is Watari.
You need to help me.
Tim, if I write the name Tim in the death note, you specifically, Tim, will be under my control. And you'll be able to be sassy back to me with my mind control commands. Did you know that? That's how anime works in America. Hey, L's back on screen.
I'm so fucking mad. Like, I want to shout and, like, cry and, like, punch things and, like, punch people right now.
So here's what I wanted you to see.
No.
Here is when the train goes off the track.
Hello, nice to meet you. Lee,
what are you doing here?
We have a critical issue that requires discussion.
Give us a couple minutes.
No, wait. Not you, Light. Discussion concerns you. Watari has disappeared. I've known him my entire life. He has not, would not, could not leave without me being sure of his plans.
Okay, let me make a call.
What is it that you want?
Sorry, I don't have any idea. I get that this has got you upset.
Your son is Kita, James! And I don't know why you haven't been able to put one in one. I'm not going anywhere.
More fucking bed.
I have a search warrant and a team of men outside. So as I said, I will be staying. You have managed a strong will. Now, and provided that you return Watson's me safely, I'm willing to put your position of strength into account.
I'm really sorry about your friend. I'm sure he'll be fine.
You have crossed the line. Forced me to do the same and I adore you. You will not survive.
Great, we just fucking took all the subtlety out of both those characters and just...
The minute he fucks with Watari, L loses his shit.
Burns to the fucking ground. So for those of you that have actually, you know, watched the source material for this...
We're sorry.
They know. L knows that eventually Watari is going to be compromised. He knows. And what does he tell fucking Watari to do when Watari dies? Delete, burn everything. This, he's like, you found out who Watari is. I'm going to fucking bruh. Like, it's a retcon of the entire character. Same with the dad. The dad in the fucking anime, sure, he gets, like, defensive over Light. Like, when Light gets imprisoned, he fucking sits in prison with him. But he never, like, directly comes out and, like, I'm gonna fucking kill you to L.
I don't know if you realize this, Tim, but Americans are way more passionate and impulsive. And if this was real, I would totally murder anybody who accused my son of fucking being a death god.
This is beyond fucking frustrating, dude. This is like, I'm so fucking just mad. I'm actually glad you're here, because I would not have made it to this part. I would have fucking stopped it again.
I remember watching this at night, all the lights off. I paused it, and I was like, wow, these guys really didn't watch that show.
No, dude.
Or they watched half the show, and they said, we'll figure it out. Fuck it. We get enough money, we'll do the sequel. Nah, dudes. No.
No, they're talking about making a sequel, and I'm, like, very fucking actively going to hit the internet to stop that from happening, because fuck that.
We still got 38 minutes to go.
Jesus fucking Christ. Fuck it. Why not?
I knew it was off the minute I went.
You know what happens when they find it. It ends up my book again, Light. Guess what name I'm going to suggest we start with when I find it a new home?
Yeah, Dad. I would totally murder Face.
I'm totally kill Face McMurder Pants.
I mean, how you handle that? Everybody against you, just screwed either way.
In one way or another, well, things are never black and white. Sometimes you just have to choose the lesser of two evils.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you, Pop.
So, obviously, Defoe has a diminished role as Ryuk. They couldn't afford the money to have him following Light.
Apparently not.
How do you think he's done so far in terms of being the... And he's sort of a provocateur versus an observer, like he was in the show, clearly.
He hasn't done a bad job as Ryuk. He's been fairly close to accurate. It makes me so angry that they fucked.
They fucked Ryuk up too.
They just completely fucked L up. And it's just, it's so angering. It's frustrating.
How much longer?
I hope to find it within the next few hours.
Find it? You don't know where it is?
It was never intended to be a place that was easily accessed.
Okay, just hurry.
I am White Boy with cell phone and sunglasses.
White Boy McPanic Face.
This for tonight. Also comes with this. Really gonna stand out.
Who do they think
they
give a shit about him coming
right now? Look in the head. It's the... Da, 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 da. She got the death note because she's crazy cheerleader girl.
We're gonna end this once and for all. But I need you to trust me. Can you do that?
Yeah. Can I trust... You'll let me murder everybody when I write everybody's name in that book. She just writes the word everybody, and then the entire world dies. That's how logic works in this movie, Tim. She writes dude, and like one dude over there is like, oh, immediate heart attack.
It's and they completely took the complexity of the Death Note out of it too. Because the Death Note, you need to know the person's full name and their face, and that's the reason why he could never kill L. So by this fucking movie standpoint, their fucking logic, he should just be able to write, L dies. And
now,
then fucking L just collapses over
now,
dead.
The minute Mia touches the Death Note, she sees Rem. Rem does the deal with the Shinigami eyes, then they kill L at the end. Hook it up. But you didn't do that either. You didn't do that. You took the power away from the girl. Why?
No, because she's a female. She's not... The purpose of the book isn't to be barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen, Eric.
Jesus Christ.
I'm yelling.
Light yells. L yells. Everybody yells in this movie, Tim.
And we've abandoned the...
Wait. It's time for 80s.
Fuck it, why not? We gonna have a carry scene? Fucking chick gonna get blood dropped on her? You're fucking kidding me. You're kidding me with this horse shit, right?
Tim.
You're fucking kidding me with this horse shit, right?
Tim, look into my eyeballs. When I told you 80s Donnie Darko horse shit, you're seeing it manifest right now. Miles, please help me. Bite me. Give me fucking gangrene. Save me from this movie. Watch or read. Go into the dark records and find L's name and then call me on the T-Mobile burner phone.
The T-Mobile flex pay account.
I only have 4 prepaid minutes left. Shit.
I haven't played my flex balance.
Let me play Brick Breaker. On my BlackBerry Curve.
On my T-Mobile Sidekick 3. Now with full QWERTY keyboard.
I've asked Brandon here to dance with me for one. Is that cool with you?
Take my top hat, you bitch.
Flosky crystals. You can celebrate things like promotion.
Successful surgery. Yeah, nobody sees that fucking Michael Cole fucking frost-tipped hair.
Nope, it's just the top hat. That's all they look at. That's all they ever look at.
Jesus, what a clumsy bitch. Normal people scare me.
I used to want a shirt that said that. Actually, you know what? I used to actually have a shirt that said that.
I'm gonna GSP Superman punch you in the jaw.
I am not fucking lying. I used to have a shirt that said normal people scare me.
Walter is like, what is fuck? He's like fucking the like. Wait, what happened? Mia did what?
She ripped the page out of the fucking...
What does that mean, Tim?
I don't fucking know.
Has she gone rogue?
Who knows with this fucking movie? They fucking retcon so many fucking rules of the Death Note.
L's true name.
What is L's real name?
Sir, answer me. Are you Watari? I am Watari.
Watari. Cool.
Anger.
No cool fucking subtle death for Watari. He just gets gunned down. Right on.
Ryuk's like, this kid sucks in this multiverse. This shit is trash, son. The other guy lasted like 40 years.
Ryuk just fucking stabs him in the fucking forehead.
You couldn't even get it through high school, brother.
But then what would you and me have to talk about? I told you I like her a lot light.
Norman's on sabbatical, honey.
Norman's on sabbatical, honey.
Take my breath away. 80s. Does anybody know this song now? Or is it just Hideo Kojima's mixtape? Look at Light. He's like, you fucking bitch. I'm gonna fucking stab your face.
I fucking hate this movie. And not like in a good way. It's not like I hate it because it's so bad that it's good. I hate this movie and everything that it stands for.
Fuck off, Brandon. Give me my top
head. And to be honest, if Margaret Qualley wasn't directly linked to Hideo Kojima, I would say I want everybody in this movie, I want the set piece to collapse and fucking just break all of them.
Here we go.
I know you're probably upset. But if you freak out, they're gonna be all over us, and that's not gonna end well.
You killed him.
No, wait. I saved you from yourself again. Because every time things get hard, you leave me to do the real stuff.
Thank God it was all you. We've never found a loophole. You were the loophole.
You don't get to feel superior.
It was her.
I did what I had to do.
She did the FBI.
To protect us.
So, that makes it a little bit better.
Now you can pause it.
I want it to be yours.
So, in essence, you take an anime that spans over almost 40 episodes about the rise and fall of a god. You turn him into a boy who gets cucked by a cheerleader. That's fucking gangster shit. And it's horrible. It's fucking horrible, dude. Tim is stabbing his couch with the remote.
I'm so just angry about it.
Life gets fucking death cucked.
So fucking angry.
But no, Tim, you get it? We're subverting expectations. You like that? We're giving the woman the power back.
I am so mad. I just need to get through this last little bit.
Question. Does it remind you of Cowboy Bebop on Netflix now? It's the same fucking twist. The same twist. Misa Amane kills Light just like Julia shoots fucking Spike.
Fucking stupidest shit ever. It's so fucking dumb.
Hit play.
It's so fucking stupid. So fucking stupid.
Plus, she implies Light didn't even read all the rules.
Now go get my goddamn book.
If Light Jones didn't read the whole fucking Death Note, he is the jabron on the highest level. Poor Lakeith. You don't deserve this shit, bro. Fucking smarties all over the floor. No, we shot him. He's dead as fuck, bro. Oh, he's doing the silent fucking Two-Face scream.
Silent scream.
Light's gonna grab the Hellboy Samaritan gun.
Right?
I can't drive. He's gonna fucking ADHD fucking drive over to the scene of the crime. For a big standoff. What do you think, Tim? You ready? This motherfucker didn't even read his shit.
This Detective Turner.
This is Detective Turner, the fucking. Tim, zoom in the camera in my face. I got a phone. I got fucking problems. I want to take care of your phone.
I'm so fucking just finished with this movie. This is the dumbest shit on the fucking planet. This is the stupidest goddamn movie ever. And everybody in this movie should feel fucking ashamed and just retire from acting, except for fucking Lakeith. This is a fucking train wreck. So, let me make sure I understand this. So, Light's dad is still alive, right?
Yes, yes,
right?
Sir.
Okay. Elle's still alive.
Yes.
Right? Okay, okay, right, all right. So the only motherfucker that they got right but does die in the anime that dies in the movie is Watari.
Yeah.
And they couldn't even get Watari right.
Nope.
Cool. Cool. Very, 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 very cool. But that's awesome. That's fucking great. It's like, I'm gonna kill this bitch now. Die, bitch. Is that what's gonna happen?
Don't pause it anymore. Just gotta let it run through.
No, I fucking threw the remote halfway across the fucking room because you throw it across the room or throw it through my fucking TV.
The white rage. Oh my god, the fucking 80s music. Let's go.
That's how it ends. Not in the warehouse.
Not with a bang. With a whimper.
The shit in the fucking warehouse was brilliant. Why can't I think of the little white hair kid's name that took over for Elle after he dies?
Wait, I can't think of it either now all of a sudden. Shit, Google it.
Because there was Mello, which was the guy that he went to fucking school with. Who is the other one? God damn it, it's gonna bother me now.
Tim, don't worry about that. That don't exist in Netflix land. Watch this shitty chase. Elle's got a gun. Chasing Light down.
I'm alright. I'm alright. Fuck this stupid bullshit.
Elle is chasing him with a gun.
Anyway, so back to the good shit. Near. Near second L. Yeah, fuck it. Just completely fucking just ruined the entire ending of the fucking anime and
you
life
mad?
And
yeah,
fuck me.
Kick a hobo. Can you imagine watching Death Note and all of a sudden it's like they don't even get past episode 3 and then the show's over? Get out of the way, NPCs.
Yeah, whoever, I'm just... you retcon every single mother... fucking character in this movie. Every single one. You completely fuck up their origins, you fuck up their personalities, you fuck up everything.
Elle just like takes the baby and like throws it like fuck out.
Might as well. Might as well. Cool.
Oh, Kara.
Cool.
Car.
Here for it.
So many cars. All this money spent on chasing cars, they could have just made another Shinigami.
Or, you know, they could have just done anything with it.
Let me run into an amusement park holding a gun.
Holding a gun.
This is so smart.
They could have done anything with this, the money that they used to make this movie.
This is white privilege.
They could have fucking set it on fire. It would have been better.
This is white privilege. I have a gun. Let me into the Ferris wheel.
I could literally wipe my ass bill by bill.
Here we go, here we go. Yelling.
I want to look at this. Netflix.
No.
Hold on. Wait.
Tim, don't miss the ending. This is important, Tim.
They spent $40 million on this fucking movie.
Yeah, this is for Defoe.
Yeah, let's just fucking fuss out.
Now give me my fucking book, okay?
It's fucking
book. Just remember, what it's done, not just out there, but to us. You love me. If you love me, then you gotta trust me. Don't take the book. Because if you do, you'll never see me again.
This is the dumbest shit. This is stupid as fuck. I know you're giving me the...
What?
Please, just... kill his ass already, Ryuk. I'm done. Kill both of them. Kill everybody.
You put my name in it, didn't you?
It was only if you took the book and I thought I could convince you not to take it.
Are you kidding me? Like,
you put my name in the book. I got mad. I'm taking
it.
You loved me. I thought you would take the book.
This is why all mad geniuses don't hook up, because the vagina ruins your thinking.
Like I said, she wasn't doing anything constructive, like making me a sandwich, apparently.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's how the screenwriters in this movie think. Like, this would have been great if the vagina didn't get involved. Vaginas aren't meant for speaking.
Wait, it's like, I don't give a fuck. You white boys, white girls, everybody die in the Ferris wheel.
Good. Please, kill them faster.
Get these fictional characters the fuck out of here.
In the show, I was kind of sad to see Light die. In the movie, I can't wait. Please make it happen faster.
Oh, they're fucking screaming like a jabroni. Look, they're holding back Shea Wiggum. Chicago's I Don't Want to Live Without Your Love.
Yeah, fuck it, why not? Cool. Let her ass go. And then do the fucking stupid spaghetti splatter at the fucking bottom. Because apparently blood's more important than, you know, story. Blood budget was huge in this thing. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, die, bitches.
Explode into the flowers and die.
I am die. Don't tell me he fucking lives, because if he lives, dude, I'm fucking throwing my TV across the fucking room.
That's a bad idea.
Because she's dead as fuck.
Tim, I don't want to live without you. Live.
Eric, I love you very much. But shut up before you get I have a lot of white boy aggression going through me right now.
Clearly. The single page lands in the burning trash.
Of course it fucking does. So suddenly. No, fuck it. No. 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 No.
Just by pure happenstance.
No.
See. Senor.
No. He's dead as fuck. Dead. Mega dead. Uber ultra dead.
Four new killings. And every one of them identified by the news media in the last 48 hours.
I understand that you think that this means that Light cannot be killed.
You think he's knocking people off while in a coma?
I'm not exactly sure how it is.
Apparently you have enough highly placed allies to keep you out of jail.
Oh, so we're
discrediting L. Somehow, the 17-year-old dipshit is smarter than everybody.
Cool. Right on. This is fucking great. I love this so much. Let me guess, he's delivering him the death note, right?
Of course.
Fucking cool. All right. So which direction is it for me to go fucking fuck myself?
Right here.
And beat...
right at me.
Beat myself to fucking death.
I don't know you could be in a coma after falling into water.
Well, here's the thing. So depending on the height from which you fall, water can be just as dense as concrete.
So from a Ferris wheel into water would be coma?
You'd probably be dead.
Oh, wow.
Imagine belly flopping 10 feet. What happens when you hit the water? Hurts like hell, right?
Oh, yeah.
Imagine doing that same thing from, like, 60 feet.
Would I be going in slow motion while Chicago plays in the background?
Yes. No, in real life, he would be dead as fuck. If not dead, he'd still be in a fucking coma. This would be like years later.
Not like Jones. He's a bad bitch.
They fired me from the police.
Are you Kira, you little fuck? He just shoots his son dead in the fucking chest.
That would totally redeem the entire movie.
5 stars.
Okay. Cool.
What are you talking about?
If they do what I think they're gonna do, it's gonna make me so, so angry.
At first I couldn't figure out how I'd gotten out of my safe. Then it hit me. James Brody wasn't the first victim. It was Anthony Skolnick.
Yeah, air supply.
Let's
sure.
Go.
Let's have air supply play for the climax.
Actually, was the musical director on this movie, Eric?
Here's Shea Whigham. Touch my notebook and see Willem Dafoe.
I enjoy when you touch my notebook, Eric. Please touch my notebook.
He rescues a male suspect from the water and manages to revive him, saving his life.
Oh.
Using his connections at the hospital, Ludlum keeps the suspect in a medically induced coma for 2 days. At the end of this period, he leaps to his death from the roof of the hospital. Aaron Peltz, mailman, retired. Molested nearly a dozen children over the span of 20 years. Peltz retrieves the death note from the night of October 12th.
Was this movie written by a certain German author who will remain nameless?
No, it was written by a bunch of Peloponnesians, remember? And Jeremy Slater.
He returns the death note to the cure suspect and then commits suicide.
Tim's become, like, he's just started to fall into psychotic laughter. Tim's lost to us.
This is the fucking stupidest goddamn movie of all time.
As the Northwest Ferris wheel mysteriously collapses.
Sure.
She pulls the page with my name on it from the note. And it is ultimately consumed by fire.
Yep, that's fine.
Her boyfriend lands safely in the water.
Sure.
Mia strikes the shoreline, dying instantly. I made a lot of mistakes, and then I tried to fix them, but it didn't work.
Because you suck.
I thought it was simple at first. I was just going to kill all the bad guys, and the good guys would win, but it wasn't.
You fucking crackers are gonna die!
You shut your fucking mouth. Do not have him do it. Do not have him fucking do it. No fucking way. Do not do it. Do not fucking do it. I would not.
You said,
I would not do this shit. Do not fucking have him do it.
Which one are you, son?
I'm the shittiest one.
Really?
We're so sorry, Oba. Yeah, let's throw some outtakes. Because your movie is not fucking trash enough. Let's have some outtakes.
That's how they ended it.
Yeah, with outtakes, yeah.
That's how they ended it.
Yes, sir.
How fucking accurate is that? That's exactly how I feel. Al Pacino in Devil's Advocate, that still is a very accurate description on how I am currently feeling.
It's bad. It's a bad movie, too. It's a very bad movie.
Bad doesn't even cover it. I am so terribly sorry to the creators of Death Note, I hope that they were very heavily compensated, because this movie completely shit, diarrhea shit, fucking C. diff, orange, or fucking green ooze, nasty smelling diarrhea shit all over Death Note's fucking legacy.
Wow.
You have L completely lose his mind, who shouldn't even still be fucking alive in the movie. Light's dad, by this point, hi, spoilers everybody, should also be dead by this point. In the anime, the only person that's still alive in Light's family is his mom. That's it. I couldn't even give this movie a 0 out of 10.
Yeah. Except for that one scene. Maybe I'll give it a 1. I'll give it a 1 for that one scene. With, for the key.
I would, but they just completely fucked the character up. You have Watari die, and then he completely loses his fucking mind?
Was I not wrong in that they just completely fall off the rails, and he's like, you're Kira. I'm going to fucking confront you publicly. Like, what?
Everybody that was associated with the bringing to life of Death Note, the live action, with exception to Willem Dafoe and Lakeith Stanfield, y'all motherfuckers need to be ashamed of yourself. You need to go on timeout for several fucking years.